The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Jeremiah 32,
21, Jeremiah
32:21.
And thou didst bring thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders, and with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm, and with great terror, 22, and givest them this land, which thou didst swear to their forefathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. 23, and they came in and took possession of it, but they did not obey thy voice or walk in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast made all this calamity come upon them. Amen.
Amen.
The same scripture can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 8. Deuteronomy 26:8. And in Matthew 11:12. Since the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen.
Amen.
The violent take it by force.
The
kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent take it by force. Our Christian violence is not a physical
violence.
It is a spiritual and moral violence. It is violent in faith. Refusing to accept no from the devil. Beloved, the devil doesn't give anything free of charge. Never.
There be.
The devil never gives anything free of charge. And let me tell you, nothing belongs to the devil. The devil is not a creator. Our God is the only creator. The devil steals what belongs to God and gives it to his children. Because of the fall of Adam and
Eve,
the devil established a system. You see, the devil is very bad devil. Because he was cast out of heaven, it has also been his aim that Adam and Eve will also be cast out of the garden. So, if he lost his place in heaven, Adam and Eve must also lose their place in
Adam
the garden. So what did he do? He came down to possess the serpent and sent the serpent to go and question the integrity of the word of God to Eve. The serpent went to Eve and asked, did God really say? The serpent was questioning the integrity of God's word to Eve. That is the same method that the devil has been using up to now. The devil is always fighting our minds with different thoughts. So that Christians and children of God don't look like Christians. We look like Christians on Sundays.
Yes, Christopher.
But in our daily living, we live anyhow. So you see, Satan or the devil is a very bad devil. We don't need to play with that being called
Satan.
And because Adam and Eve agreed with him.
And I'm saying Adam ni hawa edi to mo omo ni ye ba kunti.
That's why the world is like this.
Anointi na ewiase no eti se.
I'm telling you.
Okachiro.
That's why the world is like this.
Anointi na ewiase ni ti se.
And since then,
na efi ho no so
man doesn't have anything easy.
Onipa enya bibia wo.
Man doesn't have anything cheap.
No.
If you sit down and think that things will just work, nothing just works. Until you make it work. Until your faith make it work. Until your services make it work. Until your words makes it work. Amen.
Amen.
That is why we are here to pray. And the most powerful and surest and greatest avenue God has given to us to connect to the supernatural is prayer. Prayer is a great avenue. A Christian who has problem with prayer, you can't go far. Prayer is not the end by itself. Through prayer, we assess the mind of God. The will of God. The things of God. The presence of God. And when that comes, then we act. Then we do what? We act. Supposing three men have approached a single lady to marry. How do you know who is who? Today, our modern children are comparing with the people's outward appearance. Family background. Does the person have money? Does the person have a job? Is the person educated? All these things are very genuine. But they are not the first. The first is the heart. I'm telling you. Because the heart is the controller of man. The heart is the center of man. In fact, when you read Acts chapter 2, Judas Iscariot had misbehaved and then betrayed Jesus and all that.
Judas, is it
Acts chapter 2 or chapter 4? When the disciples met to choose another person to replace. To replace Judas Iscariot. Is it what? Is it Acts 2 or 4? Acts 4. You see, when you look at the criteria they use.
So
their main focus.
When
they gather to pray, was about, say, God, you know the heart of all men. You know the heart of all men. You know whose heart is right before you. It's chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1 from verse 23 and 24 to 25. Acts chapter 1 from 23. And they put forward two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, look at the prayer, thou Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show which one of these two thou hast chosen to occupy this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place. And they drew lots for them. And the lot fell on Matthias. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. They prayed first. And their prayer focus was on the heart. Look, what determines if the person is a heart? And it is only through prayer. It is prayer that reveals the heart of a person. For you to make a choice. Prayer reveals deeper things. Prayer unveils secret things. Prayer uncovers secret things. A prayerful person is a champion. A prayerful person never make careless mistakes. That is why in everything we put it by prayer. And not just one prayer. You pray and pray and you are sensitive and asking God simple questions. In fact, I want you to know,
so we say,
this year as a breaker year, it should be the year that you have prayed as never before. Because there will be a test. God allows us to be tested. In fact, God himself allowed himself to be tested. He allows his word to be tested. So as we are saying, it's our breaker year. There are going to be tests to show whether is it really our breaker year. Are we ready for the breaker year? There may be some resistances, but that is where you stand. The hand of God has already broken us into the breaker year. But do you know that, like we heard yesterday, the man at the pool of Bethesda, the name Bethesda simply means house of mercy or house of kindness. This man had been an invalid for 38 years. He found himself at the right place, but he couldn't access the blessing of the pool. After church yesterday in the night, when I was meditating on the message and meditating on the scripture, I realized I had to repeat it again on Sunday. This man was well placed in the house of mercy. Because Bethesda means house of mercy, house of kindness. So he went to the right place. This year 2024, when you have a problem, find the right place. The right place is the house of God. Unfortunately, when people have problems, they avoid the house of God. They like to sit at home, where the devil will be throwing thoughts into their mind. In the house of God, you hear a word. In the house of God, the atmosphere is set. This man at the pool has been in that situation for 38 years. He found himself at the right place, the house of God, the house of mercy, but he couldn't access the blessings. He couldn't access the pool. So do you know, you can be in the house of God and you are not accessing the blessings. You are born again. You have accepted Jesus. But you are not accessing the blessings of Christ. Many people are Christians, but nothing about them look Christian. Many are Christians, but we look more like the people of the world. So you see, we are in Christ, but we are not accessing the blessings of Christ. This man was close, but far. When you study the thing well, it is a man himself. It is himself. His mindset. Because when Jesus approached
him,
do you want to get well? He started thinking about human help. I've been here and I don't have any helper. He might have even been angry. Do you know that people are sitting in the church and they are angry with the pastor, they are angry with leaders, they are angry with their family members, they are angry with a brother or sister in America that they help who is not minding them.
Transfer them
That was why when Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" He said, "Look at the question you are asking me. I've been here for 38 years. I don't have anybody to help me. How are you asking me that? Do I want to get well?" Now, listen. Let's look at that well. Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" And you know that it is somebody who should help you into the water.
And I also say, "You be not so
and somebody has come.
No, be so abba.
What do you do?"
Then I say, "Yeah."
You just say, "My brother."
Also, me and Beba.
Please, can you help?
Because
he doesn't know it was Jesus.
Oni say, "Yes, umpo."
Please, can you help me into the water?
Now, I me and Beba.
Is that not what the man should say? The man started complaining. Somebody right now, Jesus will come here and say, "Do you want to get well?" You look at them and say, "You don't know. This church." This church.
Sorry.
Nobody helps anybody.
My
family. You don't know. Nobody helps anybody.
So,
you don't know. Then you don't need help.
And I said, "We hear more."
Somebody has come.
Obiaba.
Do you want to get
well?
And you know that it is somebody you need who will carry you into the water. Why don't you say, "Please carry me into the water"?
Oh.
Just carry me into the water. The man was angry. This church, people don't help.
Oh, I saw them come from well.
This family, they don't help.
I was saying, "Your mom well."
Ghana, you need help. Nobody minds you.
Man, Ghana,
do you want to get well?
Open so hot to one.
Do you know?
Onim.
Look, you can be a Christian and die with your star not shining.
Wait, my your Christian, now where would no one from? I ain't surrender.
You can be a look. Sometimes when I'm burying people, the things I see. When I see what they are dying with, look, people have lived this earth empty life. It doesn't mean that because you are going every day and coming, so you are fulfilling your destiny. Everybody is going and coming. Your mindset. So even though this man was close by your
star,
2024, don't be close but far. You shouldn't be close and far. You should be close and close. You should be close and assess the blessings. Change your mind. I was just comparing this woman with Veronica, the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. We call her Veronica. You know, I was just comparing. You know, what did the woman with the issue of blood say? A lot of people were following Jesus. Those people were following Jesus. They were close, but far. They were very close.
Yes,
they were rubbing themselves on Jesus. But they were not able to assess the blessing because they look at Jesus as a human being. Their minds were somewhere. But what did the woman with the issue of blood say? If only I touch. If only I touch. This man, my blessings are with him. My healing is with him. If only I touch. And when she stretched her hand, she said, "Felt power, virtue coming out." Let me tell you, no prophet carries your blessings.
No pastor.
Everything is with you. It's inside you. It is your mind. It is your faith. It If only I touch. But this other man was complaining. I don't have any man. Why is the woman with the issue of blood was targeting the supernatural? This man at the pool was looking for man. It is true that any help that will come to you to come through a human being. But you should not search for that human being. Get that human being through prayer. Pray for God to reveal that human being. Pray for God to bring that human being to you. Or pray for God to lead you to that human being. We want to pray right now. We are in our breaker year. Once it has been declared, we are in it. But whether it will be breaker for you, it depends on you. It depends on your mindset. I'm telling you, it depends on your mindset. Yesterday night, I was meditating on the message. Then I realized that Sunday, I have to repeat it. When you read verse 14 of John chapter 5, verse 14, what did Jesus say to the man? Later, Jesus found him at the temple and said to him, "See, you are well again. Stop sinning. Or something worse may happen to you." See, this man was a God user.
Now, Papa,
that tells you that this man has been healed before. That was why Jesus said, "See,
I see you here.
You are well again. You are well again. Stop sinning. For something worse may happen to you." It means that was not the first time the man was getting healed. But because he is a God user, God uses. They only need God when they need him. They need God for their miracle. The moment they get what they want, they go back to their old lives. Do you know that miracles don't remain with God users? As a God user, anything God gives you, it doesn't remain. Because you are just a God user. God users are serious only for what they will get. The moment they get it, sometimes I've been telling my wife, "You see this girl, how she's serious? Hustling, running around. She just wants to marry. She wants the church to help her to marry. The day of her marriage, the whole church should be there.
You see,
after marriage, you will see." And my wife has been giving me 100%.
You say,
"How do you know?"
I'm
the pastor.
I see me yourself.
God, open my eyes to see. God uses. They will be serious.
Hey.
Let them get what they want. Instead of God seekers and followers. But what did Jesus say to the woman with the issue of blood?
He said,
"Daughter,
I say, oh, Baba,
your faith, that's a God follower. That's a God seeker." So Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you whole. You will never suffer this again." But God uses. They are never made whole. Anything you get, it is just part. It will get out of your hand again. Because you can't cheat God. God uses in the church. Yes,
they
use the church. Like I said yesterday, various departments, some people will never be serious. They will not pay their dues. The moment they start paying their dues, you are there, they bring all their dues for 2 years. They bring all their this thing. Begin to calculate the months. From the day they were faithful to come and clear their dues, mark that day. Three months after, they are bringing a letter. My mother is dead. My father is dead. My so-so and so. And so because they know that they need the departmental contribution, so they will come and clear their dues. So that when you look at the record, okay. Some people, too, when they give you a gift, that gift, very soon, a bigger request is coming from you. God uses. Church uses. Say, my Father in heaven.
I say, my God, what's wrong?
Let me know.
Mami, who?
2024. Open my eyes to identify. God uses around me. They are there.
Amoho.
They are serious by what they will get. There was this lady all over the place. Her wedding. The whole place was full. People came with buses from other towns. I didn't know that she was so connected. I used to tell my wife, that girl, all her seriousness, she is using God. After
a
wedding, we have seen. Maybe she's online, so I will not talk. We have seen. Say, my Father in heaven, 2024, change me. Lord, change me. Lord, change me. Change me into a God seeker, a God follower, not a God user. Lord, change me. Change me, Lord. Change me. Change me. I want all of you. I want all of you, Lord. Not just what I need, but I want you. By who you are, I want to be a God follower. I want to be a God follower. I want to be a God seeker. I want to be a God seeker. Not a God user. Not a God user. Not a church user. I've been thinking about this.
Not my dream wills are
these two things.
Sanya Mammy,
near success.
One bank could him be
the man at the pool.
Bemada is tari win.
He was near success.
Not of Ben in Kunim Diapa.
He was also close but far.
Honest no Ben, that's no way today.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I am your son or daughter.
I am your son or daughter.
I am your bona fide, your covenant child.
I am your covenant child.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for me.
You sent Jesus to die for me.
You sent Jesus to die for me.
And by the death of Jesus Christ,
and by the death of Jesus Christ,
I have been ushered into kingdom blessings,
into kingdom prosperity, into kingdom healing, into kingdom deliverance, into kingdom position, into kingdom promotion.
Say, my Father in heaven, through the death of Jesus Christ, I am a kingdom member.
I am a kingdom child.
I am a covenant child.
And that covenant child,
I have been ushered
into kingdom blessings.
Into kingdom blessings.
Into kingdom
prosperity.
Into kingdom healing.
Into kingdom deliverance.
Into kingdom position.
I therefore declare, into kingdom healing,
into kingdom prosperity,
into kingdom victory.
Therefore, my Father in heaven,
this year 2024,
I don't want to be close,
but far.
I don't want to be near success.
Anything in me
that will cause me
to be close,
but far,
to be near success,
but not accessing the success.
Holy Spirit,
take it away from me.
Flash it, flash it,
flash it, flash it.
Let the blood of Jesus
flash.
Oh, it is working. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for this prayer. Let me tell you, this is serious.
We and every some.
There are three graces.
Adam, me and son,
universal grace.
Adam, Ohoma, Obibia.
It is a grace that sustains the whole creation.
Adama, Ekura.
It is a grace that keeps all the elements of creation.
Look,
including animals, plants, and every human being. Look, those who are not born again, the grace that is keeping animals, that's the grace that is keeping them. Human beings who are not in Christ, the same grace that is keeping the fish in the river, that's the grace that is keeping him. We call it universal grace. That's the grace that is keeping trees. But after universal grace, we have something we call supernatural grace or specific grace that is for children of God, those who are born again. Look, there are some blessings that you should assess. Look, there are some things that should be possible for you that are not possible for an unbeliever. They have been purchased for you. And even after them, we have something we call providential grace. That one is deeper. That one you qualify yourself. But listen to me. Many Christians are still living under universal grace. Many Christians are still living under what? No. Let an Israelite, let him come and buy one shop, this container here. An Israeli, let him come and pick this kiosk here and begin to sell water. Begin to sell something. Before you realize,
when you remember also, no,
he has become the richest man in the whole area. That small shop,
shop,
he will add another one.
Come.
Because they are the seed of Abraham. We are also the seed of Abraham.
Yes,
we
are Abraham.
Why? What is the difference? When you go to Israel, even when you see children, when they close from school, and they are wearing their cap, black, this thing with the this thing, oh my God, it looks, when they are walking, they know they are the seed of
Abraham.
We look at them.
Yeah,
when we are smiling and they are passing, they will stop and speak their Hebrew and they'll say, Abraham. Do you know you are a child of God? The whole day, nothing occurred to you that you are a child of God.
The morning you are moving and come and say we are moving forward.
Everything,
Maybe.
Asa me follow nani awo nani aha. We are not conscious of who we are. Say 2024. Anything in me that will limit me from accessing my kingdom blessings, my kingdom breakthroughs, my kingdom promotion, my kingdom prosperity, my kingdom healing, my kingdom deliverance, my kingdom position, anything in me that will deny me access, I reject. Beloved, who told you that your miracles are far from you? Who told you that your testimony is far from you?
Look,
you are inside your miracle. You are inside your testimony. You are inside it. We are inside our blessings. But we don't know how to assess them. Yesterday, a miracle happened here after church. One of our ladies who has been married out of this church, she's always connected. Even though she's attending the husband's church, she's still connected to all our programs. Once in a while, she and the husband will visit us. Anything we are doing, they are part. That's how it should be. These are those who enter the church to be a blessing to the church. They are not church users. Church users. Some of them, they have stand here and led praise and worship. After the day we declared their husband and wife, and they left from this door. They say bye-bye. That's why certain things are happening to them and they are not getting solutions. Look, where you know that is your foundation, continue to get connected. I'm telling you. Who told you that your destiny is everywhere? No. Your destiny is not everywhere. That's why it pains me when people come to marry our people out. We should marry and remain here. Their daughter applied for universities. And there was this university, they are not calling her. And I said, okay. Then they call me. Do you know anybody there? I said, let me think. Then we call somebody.
And they will be.
Then as they were there, they are prayerful. They just decided that, let's go to the school and ask questions. They went there. They asked the daughter, have you been checking your email? Check your email. When she checked, they have admitted her many weeks ago. But she hasn't checked her
email.
So this one you say, God. She has been admitted, but she didn't check. And another problem was that another school also admitted her. But then they gave her some courses, so they came to me to find out which is the best course. They came during the middle of the service. So after church, when they came, I said,
"Oh."
You see, it's like asking a carpenter how to repair an engine.
I said, "Okay, Mr. Carpenter, ni obi obubu biyom se ka eshen engine no yeye de sen obi obubu da biyomu di."
Because me standing here, I am holding the Bible. And this thing you are asking me, it's like asking the carpenter how to fix the engine.
I said, "Mr. Carpenter,
they don't connect." But as we were standing there, a brother's thought just came into my mind. So I asked. Is Dr. Kpegulu around? I think somebody say he's around. Is he gone? Say, he's not gone. Call him for me. They came and I said, my brother, I think you are a scientist. You can help me this. He said, let's sit down. Within 15 minutes, the problem was solved. They've got it. The right course that is good for their daughter. They asked the daughter, what do you want to do? Then this school is okay for
school
me. You see how God, you see, you are there. Jumping from prayer camp to prayer, when you are carrying the solution. The Bible says, be still and know that I am the Lord. Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still. The very day you were baptized into water. Look, you were baptized into kingdom blessings. You were baptized into kingdom healing, kingdom deliverance, kingdom everything. But the rest is yours. Say, my Father in heaven, this year 2024, every implantation in me,
Anything the devil has planted in me to cause me not to access my kingdom blessing.
My kingdom blessing.
Every evil and wicked implantation in me to cause me not to access my kingdom blessings. My kingdom breakthroughs. My kingdom prosperity. My kingdom healing, my kingdom deliverance, my kingdom promotion, my kingdom solution, my kingdom promotion, my kingdom elevation, according to Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. Let that implantation, let it be uprooted. Let it be uprooted now. Uproot them, uproot them, uproot them. Do you know the implantation we want to uproot? Do you know the implantation that limits us? Wrong mindset. Wrong language. Wrong habit. Wrong lifestyle. These are the implantation people are carrying with. Let me tell you. In this world,
yes, yeah,
nobody, even God, cannot help you. If you don't change your mind,
so once it's our idea,
if you don't change your language,
once it's our
if you don't change your habit,
once it's
if you don't change your lifestyle, even God cannot help you. I'm telling you. Tell me those who have been going from prophetic camp to prophetic camp. Look at them. They are the same. Every day they are going, they are the same. They are the same. Because you know, they have the same mindset, the same language, the same lifestyle. Look, you need a different mind to assess. You need a different language. Look, 2024. That's what confession. You need a different version. A different version of yourself. Otherwise, 2024 will end the same like other years. Who told you that any of your blessings is in heaven? Who told you? Who told you that anything of yours is in heaven? The day you became born again, you were baptized, you were ushered into it. Nothing of yours is in heaven. It is here on earth. It's around. Some of us, we are full of fear. We can't take any step. Say, my Father in heaven.
Any mindset.
Any wrong mindset, any wrong habit, any wrong language, any wrong lifestyle, that is limiting me from accessing my kingdom blessing. Any wrong mindset, any wrong habit, any wrong lifestyle, any wrong language, that is preventing me from accessing my kingdom blessing.
kingdom blessing.
My kingdom breakthrough.
My kingdom breakthrough.
My kingdom prosperity.
My kingdom prosperity.
I reject.
I reject.
I cast down.
I cast down.
Let it be uprooted now.
Let it be uprooted
now. I reject.
I reject.
I cast down.
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 I cast down.
I cast down.
I reject. I cast down. I reject. I cast down. I reject.
I cast down.
I cast down. I cast down. Every wrong evil imagination. I cast down.
I cast down.
Every evil and wicked imagination. I cast it down. I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Yes,
so far.
Yes,
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We want to pray lastly this week. There was a brother, a married couple. We were handling the issue, myself, my wife. We have prayed and prayed and prayed. Took them to the Achimota Forest. All night we have done everything. Then one day, when we're coming from the forest,
if you remember,
Gladys was sitting by me. I was driving.
The brother was at the
Then an issue. We've been asking God, what is the problem?
Now you be saying, me say, oh, how no cry
today? I told Gladys, I look. When you pray at a point, stop.
And so, what can I back? So,
who wants to pray? Your prayer should just be quenched.
Now, on pain, I say, I say, Mister Kwan.
God, what is the problem?
Rather than how we.
Is it about me?
Hey, me and now.
Where is the? Just sit down. Stop.
So let me say,
God,
say I didn't know how no.
What is the problem?
I didn't know how no.
So in the night before we called him to come, this was just our prayer. God.
And see, and I don't know. And send a bell from some member and
when we're in the car going.
You were saying why you call.
Then an issue came about. Some issue.
Now send me pay by.
This brother started talking at the back.
Oh, you have been asking us what you do.
Sure. Oh, me if it were to me. I will do this.
Mercy.
Look,
mercy.
You don't know.
Unim.
Women,
ma.
They are like this.
I'm to say,
me, this.
Me,
I will never.
Me, yeah.
He was just talking.
No,
then Gladys and myself, we will look at each other. Even though we will look at each other. When we went to drop him, we say, Lord, thank you for saving us. This man will not change. God just spoke with this mindset. With these ideas. That was the day we stopped our prayer with them. We invited them. We said, Mr. Man, do you remember the way you were talking? Nothing will change. If this is your mind,
we
are stopping the prayer. I am sorry we have wasted our time. Who told you that it's me? Your miracle is with me. Who told you that your healing is with me? It's with you already. It's with Jesus. He has already given it to you. Look, that's why we must examine our thinking.
Whether
the way I'm thinking, is it correct? My language, is it correct? My lifestyle, is it correct? Say, my Father in heaven, any mindset that is not helping me, Holy Ghost, remove it from me. Any language, any habit, any lifestyle that
that is a limitation in my life, I reject it today. I reject it today. I cast it down. I refuse it, oh Lord.
Psalm 139 verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts, and see if there be any hateful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. You see, after this encounter we had some years ago with this couple, from that day,
if he's, I don't know,
anybody who comes to us with a problem, we don't just jump and start praying. We ask God questions. Because we don't want to waste time. I've been praying with people. There was this lady. Every Wednesday, we go to the church. About 2 years. One day we were driving.
He
said, "Ask for me, pastor."
Me, dear.
This, that. I say, "Ow." This pastor work. I say, "Ow."
Oh.
My sister. For 2 years we have been praying. And this is your mind.
It's why you in
India. Ow.
Oh.
Why have you done this to me?
I know, I'm sir.
Wasted my time.
What's a miracle care?
You see, you have you seen the reason why some pastors, they don't mind people who after church, you can't see them. You can't see them. Even if you see them, you need to fill a form. That's why some prophets are collecting consultations. Who told you that people are coming to you and telling you the truth? They tell you what you should hear. If you don't discern the real problem, this is what I say, Osofo, as for me, I say, ow. In 2 years, you have wasted my time. 2 years. You have wasted my time. From that time, myself and my wife, we took a decision. Before we handle people's problem, that's why some of you have been giving you time. You give me time. Give me time. I am praying. I don't want to waste time.
People have their own mind. Different from what they have come to tell you. Say, my Father in heaven. 2024. Holy Spirit, search my mind. Search my heart. Search my mind. Search my heart. According to your word. In Psalm 138. In Psalm 138. Verse 23 and 24. Search me, search me, search me. Search me, search me. Search me, Lord. Anything that will limit you, Lord. Remove it, remove it. Let me know. In Jesus' name,
amen.
I pray that this week that has begun,
amen,
the Lord will deliver us.
Amen.
I pray that the Holy Spirit will reset us.
Amen.
I pray that the Holy Spirit will create a new version of us.
Amen.
For 2024.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit give you a new version that can assess, amen, the blessings of 2024.
Amen.
Because you need a new version of yourself,
amen,
to assess the blessings of 2024.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit, search our minds.
Amen.
Search our hearts.
Amen.
Search us within.
Yes, Lord.
And reveal to us, amen, things that can limit us.
Oh,
and deny us access.
Oh my God.
So that we stop putting our minds on witches and wizards, family witchcraft, even though they exist and we know that they work, but things within us, they are more of a limitation to us from things outside. Holy Spirit, 2024, help us.
Amen.
Help us.
Yes. Amen.
Reveal things to us.
Amen.
Let us know areas that we should put in order.
Oh, yes,
let us know the language we shouldn't use.
Yes.
Let us know the mindset that are wrong.
Yes,
let us know the things that we shouldn't say. Places we shouldn't go. People we should not befriend with.
Jesus.
Things we shouldn't do with our bodies.
Yes,
Holy Spirit, help us.
Yes,
we are willing.
Yes, Lord.
We are ready.
Amen.
We are willing.
Amen.
We are ready.
Amen.
We are willing.
Amen.
We are ready.
Amen.
We are willing.
Amen.
We are ready.
Amen.
Let 2024 begin to release the blessings.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we want to start giving testimonies.
Yes, yeah.
Hidden testimonies.
Yes, Lord.
Let them begin with us.
Jesus.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And when the roll is called.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.